This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Good morning. Safe biking for a healthier environment and healthier citizens, part of the mission of Queen City Bike. Executive Director Nern Ostendorf will be here later to tell you about Queen City Bike. And in about 15 minutes, you'll learn about all the events happening this month as part of Photo Focus. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
An enthusiastic crowd was called to action this week as First Lady Michelle Obama encouraged them to vote early. She made a point of telling nearly 7,000 supporters at the Duke Energy Center where she wanted them to go after her speech.
I would love it if everybody here would walk out that main door and follow our volunteers and do your part to move this country forward. That's what I'm asking you to do.
And after the speech, people did follow her lead to the Hamilton County Board of Elections to cast ballots. An 18-page report is out criticizing the way Hamilton County police departments are using tasers. Attorney Al Gerhardstein made public records requests to more than 30 departments. He says what he found is alarming. 94% of agencies do not adequately warn tasers can capture the heart rhythm, possibly leading to death. 67% of policies permit upper chest shots despite the manufacturer's warning against them. A third do not specifically instruct officers to consider the risk of someone falling from an elevated surface after being hit by a taser. Gerhardstein is calling for a task force to recommend changes, but he does praise Cincinnati's new policy.
Cincinnati police have gone a long way toward addressing some of the problems we found with the other agencies, and we do commend them.
Cincinnati now bans frontal taser shots and is mandating more training for officers. Cincinnati Council approved a zoning change this week needed for a mixed-use development near the Xavier University campus. The 20-acre site is located at the corner of Dana Avenue and Montgomery Road in Evanston. Liz Bloom is the executive director of the Community Building Institute, which is a partnership involving Xavier. She says the development will include apartment housing for students, plus retail and office space.
Our intent really is to create a zone that's close to campus, that revitalizes the community, that's that community revitalization, and also provides for academic purposes for our students, our faculty, our staff, residents of Evanston, residents of Norwood.
A portion of the site is located in Norwood, and officials there will be asked to approve a zoning change in a couple of weeks. Construction could begin next year on a $25 million plan to renovate the YMCA facility at the corner of Central Parkway and Elm in downtown Cincinnati. Officials say it will do several things, including transforming the Y's exercise facilities and keeping its regional headquarters in the building. Bobby Malley with the Model Group made a presentation this week to a city council committee. He says his company will be working on the upper stories of the structure.
Turn 225 dormitory-style units of vacant housing on floors 4 through 9 on the Y into approximately 60 to 65 units of affordable senior housing.
The building was originally constructed in 1917. The Cincinnati Metropolitan Housing Authority would be committing nearly $1.9 million to the project. That funding comes from the city forgiving penalties CMHA owes for falling short of housing goals it agreed to when City West was developed on the sites of the former Lincoln Court and Laurel Homes a decade ago. The full city council voted to support the project. Kenton County property owners have lots of questions about a new fee on their property tax bills. The $85 increase is to pay for consolidated dispatch in the county. Covington 911 calls are now being answered by Kenton County dispatchers. Judge Executive Steve Arlinghouse says there is an appeals process if a resident wants to fight the extra fee. He thinks property owners should only have to pay $85 regardless of how many parcels they own.
If a resident feels that they've been unfairly treated in that regard, they have the option of filling out this form and to this appeals board, and they can rule on that whether they should pay for two parcels or not.
Arlinghouse says next year, Kenton County will answer emergency calls for Fort Wright, Park Hills, Ludlow, and Bromley. He says over 5 years, the consolidation will save the county $4.5 million. The California venture capitalist hired by Ohio Governor John Kasich for a dollar to help jumpstart Ohio's job creation efforts is leaving his state management job and returning to the private sector. Mark Kwame will resign as president and interim chief investment officer of Jobs Ohio on November 1st. Jobs Ohio board chairman Jim Boland announced his departure this week. Boland says the board has chosen John Miner, one of the organization's managing directors, as Kwame's replacement. A federal judge has ended her oversight of the Ohio prison's medical system after concluding the level of service and care has greatly improved. U.S. District Judge Sandra Beckwith this week said she agreed with the July report that failed to find remaining violations of inmates' constitutional rights. Cincinnati-based Ohio Justice and Policy Center, a prisoners' rights group, had argued that oversight should continue because prison staffing levels are unable to meet the needs of inmates and are leading to inadequate medical care. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.